The Sojourn is smaller than most of the cruise ships that stop in Ketchikan. At 750 feet, its passenger capacity is a mere 458. What it lacks in sheer size, though, it makes up for in luxurious amenities. About 10 Ketchikan residents board the ship for the blessing of the vessel and a quick tour. Once on board, the group is met by Jason Gelineau, the ship's hotel director. This isn't his first time in Ketchikan, he says. A native of Perth, Australia, Gelineau fondly remembers stopping in the first city on other ships.
And I remember in the 90s when I used to come here, it used to always impress me. And it was just here on the Tongass building. And they'd have a big banner that says, "Welcome all cruise ship crew," and then in small letters, "and passengers."
Gelineau is no stranger to Ketchikan's most popular haunts.
I was telling a story last week at Annabelle's. When I first started my career at sea in the early 90s, I had many a first dates there for lunch. And to see that it's still around, it's good. Tradition.
The group of local residents includes Joe Williams, a Tlingit tour guide. Williams warms the traditional drum he's brought for the blessing with a hairdryer to the amusement of the room. He introduces himself to the group.
I am a Tlingit Indian, and my name is Joe Williams, and my real name is Kakishka. What we do is welcome you, since you're here for the very first time. We welcome you with open arms, and we're really excited for your presence.
He shakes a rattle and begins to sing. Williams pauses, explaining that the song is traditionally meant to be much longer. He picks up the drum and begins a different song. When Williams is finished, Gelineau thanks him. He accepts a painting of Creek Street by local artist Terry Piles, who is also on board the ship. Then, Gelineau presents city manager Carl Amelon with the ship's emblem.
So again, it's such a wonderful welcome to your beautiful city. And we look forward to many, many more returns and contributing to the economy.
The Sojourn is scheduled to stop in Ketchikan 10 times this summer. It will be back in port July 17th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Emma Atkinson.